Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome, everybody, to a huge episode of the Oz and Zed Community Podcast. We have some very, very, very special guests who are going to give us some really nice, should we call them scoops, maybe? Scoops? Maybe not. I don't know. But before we even get to that, welcome, Pete, and welcome, JR. How are yous?
Hello.
Good. Been very good, actually. Sun's
yeah.
out.
Sun's out.
It'll be
yeah.
Nice and balmy, 35 degrees tomorrow.
Considering last Saturday I was driving in the torrential rain, and tomorrow it's going to be 37. That's yeah. Celsius for all those people listening at home. What about you, JR?
I am good. I'm feeling much better than I was when we had our last short recording. Yeah, I think I got my voice back somehow, I'm good.
I had a few people say to me that your voice sounded better on the last podcast episode.
Oh, really?
Yes. I'm not going to say what the words they used exactly, but they said it was...
Oh, my God, you have to tell me.
No, not on this podcast.
Not
on this podcast.
Tell you in private.
I'll tell you in private. So JR, considering your pit crew, did you want to introduce the two amazing special guests?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. It's an honor to introduce our special guest for this podcast, none other than Fingersoft David and Fingersoft Sala. So hello, David.
Hi. Hello.
And Sala. Hello, welcome back. It's been a while.
It's been, especially for me, a while, because I think it's over 1.5 years ago that since I was last here.
Yeah.
When you were last on the podcast, it was my birthday. You sang happy birthday to me.
We did.
Yeah.
So anyone else have a birthday today?
No. You know, no. I tried.
I was practicing my singing skills.
I tried as a special side note after I'd edited the podcast to bring everybody's voice in sync, right? And I spent an hour and a half of my life wasted because I couldn't do it. It was the funniest part of the podcast, I must say.
Perfection should be left untouched.
I know.
Exactly.
It's so good to have you both back on the podcast. Yes, it's Jupiter.
Indeed.
Indeed.
So, this is amazing. It's great to have you here. We have some questions for you ourselves.
Questions.
So who wants to lance the first blow? I mean, who wants to ask the first question?
Sounds like you do, Eva.
Lead the way.
Okay. All right, I'll lead the way. I mean, knowing that you're coming on, we haven't told anybody that you're coming on, so we haven't got community questions, but I figured I'd bring a couple of my own. So the first one was mainly about mastery, because it's probably one of the biggest subjects, the biggest talked about subjects currently. And I wanted to see from your perspective how you think it's all going and you know, is it hitting the targets that you're expecting it to do?
Yeah, I'll start off. Yeah. It's going well. When we first revealed it, I mean, it didn't take. It wasn't much of a secret. People were really upset. They were like, "Oh, you're going to ruin the game, the metagame." And then once Mastery started rolling out, people, I would say the majority of people, of course not everyone, everyone has their thoughts about Masteries, but the vast majority of people really just fell in love with it. And it continues to be that way. Like a lot of our data shows that people are excited about it. And now with our, I mean, we're recording today on a day of a double XP weekend. So those sort of like things that we're implementing to help out with Masteries is helping even more. But yeah, it's been... Not every Mastery is hitting as hard as others, but in general, what we're seeing is that people really do enjoy the Masteries and are really excited to see like what the next ones are, especially when we have batches of Masteries that come out at once. People are excited to see those.
Yep.
Yeah, and I think like since Masteries give kind of like a second chance for vehicles that weren't like good to begin with. For example, like I love to see like how Motocross is now more liked than ever. With that nice flip boost that it's having, but also like racing truck, because I'm a racing truck player, so like, hell yeah, it drives so much better than it used to.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I think racing truck, in my opinion, racing truck has been the most amazing Mastery so far.
It's the one that I'm currently working on.
I may or may not have had influence in that. I say nothing.
Just note, I am not paid by Fingersoft, but I just love it. I love the way it's transformed that vehicle because it had a big tank and all that other stuff. It could go a long distance, but it had its limitations. And then when the Rock Bouncer came out, I thought, oh, this is a really good vehicle. And I was using Rock Bouncer. I used Rock Bouncer for about a month. Just on cups and adventure, just trying to get better and better at Rock Bouncer. And then Mastery of the truck has just made the truck a better Rock Bouncer. So, yeah, I love the way it flies. I love the way it pivots on its back wheel now and does a whole lot of things. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. Yeah.
The racing
truck. Bouncer Mastery.
Sorry, what was that?
Wait till you see the Rock Bouncer Mastery, because I can tell you that we know.
Hang on. Well, okay, very interesting.
Okay. Not telling any details, but saying that
hey,
we
look,
know.
Over there. Hey, what's that, Sulla? What was that? What did you say?
You're putting Eva on the edge of his seat.
Yeah, and it's a dangerous because I'm going to fall off. I probably will. So the Rock Bouncer, you say, and the Mastery of the Rock Bouncer is good, huh?
Well, I will say it will change something about it, as every Mastery has done in every vehicle.
Yep.
And maybe it's something you can guess, or maybe it's something you can't guess. I haven't actually seen, like, I've been looking through YouTube comments and seeing the people's predictions about Masteries, and it hasn't been guessed yet, but I've seen.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Wow.
Well, I am not going to have a guess. I'll just leave it at that. I'm not going to have a guess.
You would put me in an awkward spot, because I would like to answer you and, like, confirm that, hey, you were correct. Congratulations. But I feel like I have my duty to say, like, not to admit anything.
Can I have a guess? Can I have a guess?
Pete! You better not. So, David, what are your thoughts on the racing truck upgrades and the Mastery of the racing truck?
Oh, I love it. And it's, well, like it's been said, it kind of changes completely the racing truck and how people use it and stuff like that. And I won't name names. I we're not ready at that point yet, but the next batch of four Masteries. So up till now, we know Rock Bouncer's coming, but the four after that, there is one in there that it's a similar thing where it just one of the Masteries completely changes the vehicle and how people know it. And it's sort of, I'll give you a hint. It's a one of the lesser popular vehicles. That's kind of a vague hint, but you know, maybe people can figure it out. But it completely changes that vehicle. So I'm really, really excited for people to get that mastery.
Okay, so if you are listening, so, and if you are listening, please comment on what you think. Yeah, comment what you think.
So we've already got the monowheel, scooter, and motocross. What else is left?
Are you saying those are not popular? What?
Oh, Pete. Oh, jeez. Yes. Anyway, so Pete, did you have a stored question, or should we let them lob one from the other side?
I don't really have a stored question. If Jackrabbit has one, I will have a think.
What about you, JR?
I have a question, but it's not about the mastery. It's a little bit more of based from our previous guests' thoughts about the scrapper. When would we be having an upgrade on the scrapper?
Well, I think I can say something. It's been in talks, but nothing concrete. It's kind of like one of those things like, maybe we should do something. And well, when we have the time, because things are busy on the dev side, because they have to constantly prepare for a new update, like the upcoming one we have eventually coming.
Yeah.
So there's a bit of news. So there's an update coming.
What if that's like after so many years, like I think HR 2 is turning 10 next year, and just, we decide like, no, we want to update the game. It's now perfect. Perfect. It's finished. That would be crazy. Yeah.
No more updates.
Wow, 10 years.
Yeah, next year.
For 5 years. Wow.
That is pretty awesome.
And we are planning something big to do at the 10-year anniversary, because it's a big thing for us. It's pretty rare nowadays that the mobile game stays alive for 10 years. It's really like the original version without like completely making the code new and better. No, it's still the same code that was done all the way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And
that is crazy.
So HCR's 2 10 years old. How old is HCR1 then?
15.
I think it was made in 2012, so that is, is it 15 now?
Yeah.
No, wait, I don't know math.
No, well, it's going to be 13. It's going to be 13.
13.
So,
yeah.
13. So 13 years.
Imagine Bill Newton turning 13 this year.
And well,
they can finally join Discord.
They can finally join Discord.
We can have him on the podcast.
HCR1 on the podcast. No, no. What I was thinking was, because HCR1, this is one of the things that keeps me so keen on the game, is that HCR1 is still being updated. So the amount of time and effort that I've put into the game to get it to where it is isn't going to, you know, one day I'm going to turn on the phone and go, oh, it's not working anymore. You know, the game is still being developed. It's still being improved. It's still being changed for the better. Some people see it for the worse. Some people see it for the better. But that hasn't stopped or slowed down. And for me, that is one of the best things I like about the game, because it's my little go-to when I want to, spend 10 minutes away from work or away from whatever. And I know that I can go there and it's always going to work, which is really, really amazing, considering there are apps, like you said, that have come and gone. So, cool.
To give us a big, big, big pat on the back, it is really rare. How many mobile games are 13 years old and still active? A lot of older games, like we've said, have come and gone because there's sequels, so they've stopped supporting them or whatnot. And HCR1, well, we have, you know, the core game that's still there, but we also released HCR Lite, and then there's the YouTube playables version as well. So we have, you know, we're still developing other versions of HCR1 while still updating it as well. It's insane that it's still going, and it's still extremely popular. People love it. It's like you said, it's comfort food in gaming.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, very cool. Yeah, very cool. So they basically sidetracked that question about the scrapper, JR. I just.
I understand.
it's under consideration.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just joshing. I'm having a bit of a laugh. So, Pete, your turn.
Yes. So, there's one thing that I'm sure a lot of people would like to know. When is HCR3 going to be released? No, I'm not going to ask that question. I know.
Well, it's going to be totally happening.
I already know the answer. Yeah. So how are you guys liking the job of community managers? Has it been a struggle? Has it been enjoyable?
I think like no work comes without their own struggles, but what I just really like about this job is because I can affect the things I do on a daily basis so much. So for example, we can do passion projects if we feel like it, and we can take part in other things if we so desire inside the company. So it's just not like bare bones community management, but we have so much more we can actually do. And I feel like that's like the best thing for me about the job. And even like between me and David, we share tasks. So that's the reason maybe you see like David more on Discord than me. I feel like I'm not so just a natural small talker in Discord as David is. So I tend to be more quiet, but I'm always lurking there.
But I'm glad that you've kept your Wednesday tradition of a Wednesday meme.
I'm still sad because those. Like the first day of the year was a Wednesday. And I couldn't post them because I was on holiday. Same was, I would think Christmas Day was also Wednesday. And I was, man, I wish I could post a Wednesday meme on this day to Discord, but I'm away from work.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Well, you brought up HCR3, and I guess we did talk about, what did we call them, scoops or something? I forget how Ava scoops. Worded it at the beginning, but Maybe I'm saying this too quickly. I haven't thought this far ahead. But I think we have scoops for HCR, HCR2, Lego, Hill Climb Racing, and even HCR3. So we got a lot to talk about, I think.
All right. Well,
maybe in a few minutes I'll go like, I shouldn't have promised anything about HCR, one of them. But
I have.
I believe.
I remember in the year 2022, it was made a promise that there will be more information next year. And in 2023, we were thinking like, oh no, we have to reveal more information. I can't believe we did this to ourselves. And I feel like it's always the same thing. We say something like, oh no, now we have to address it once again. But I think you will hear news sooner than later about it.
Okay. Well, I have one question from a listener who posted this on episode 24 of season 2 with PT Freddy. And he asked the question, very random, but why is the main character named Bill?
I have no idea. Maybe if Sala knows, but I think that's lore that exists way before I came into the company, and I don't think the knowledge was passed on to me. I don't know the reason. Good question.
Okay.
Yeah, I think...
Because Bill was the character from HCR1.
Yeah, I think... I think the character didn't have a name when the game initially came out. This is like me speculating, so nothing is confirmed information. But I think they just wanted a catchy name for the character they have.
No, there you go.
Something very simple.
Something very simple. Okay. Well, Ragnar Malmberg, there's your answer. All right. So,
I remember. I think
if we were prepared, maybe we could have dug around a little bit. So it's not a great answer.
No, that's right. No. That was something I... Whenever I see something random or weird that I need to ask in the next podcast, I put it in my own little channel. So occasionally I go back and have a look and go, oh, I haven't asked that question yet. And I thought,
and now
well,
we will
time...
make a promise. We will make a promise to address this next week. Yes, we have the information. Next week we will think like, oh no, why did we promise to answer this question?
No, that's fine. Don't worry about specifically exactly when we're going to know. But just maybe I will make a comment on the podcast and I'll tag him in the comment and just maybe you could respond to it or something like that. I don't know. We'll work something out. But
I've got a quick question while we're on the subject of Bill Newton. I remember in a previous episode that Tony did all the voice for in the Turbo Flutter at the start. He did the voices and all that sort of thing. Does he still do the voices for Bill in the new games?
No, not for the new games. I think his VO work, I think, stopped after the first game.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
It would be crazy to bring him on his yacht. Like, okay, guys, I'm here to do some voices now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, fair enough. It wouldn't be the first person who does that. Stan Lee's in all the Marvel movies.
Not anymore. So.
Not anymore. Tony's still Tony's a great friend of the company. He's of course he still works for. I wouldn't say work, but he's involved anyways with the company, and he comes around the office all the time. So it's not like there's some weird wall between us and Tony. But yeah, he's not doing voices. At least I'm almost sure about that. He's got better things to do.
Yeah, better things to do. Yeah. Well, there you go. So, David, the chair is yours. The floor is yours. Give us some information. Give us some scoops. I'm feeling hungry for ice cream.
I'll have a waffle cone, thanks.
Well, let's go ahead, Salah.
I'm still waiting for that popcorn machine.
Oh yeah. I don't.
I said I was not getting it yet.
I said I was going to send one every single day. No.
Come on.
Fine.
Still nothing.
I will organize a popcorn machine in the next day or so. It'll be there by the end of Friday. You must post
some photos. Perfect. We'll wait for that.
You must post
some
photos.
Yeah, that's quite ambitious.
Well, I'm not going to ship it from Australia. I'm going to buy it over there and ship it from over there. That is, I'm really disappointed now because I thought I was genuine. I wanted to do this and everybody said no. Okay, no, that's all right. I will get this sorted.
I'm distracting you from the actual HR2 news you're waiting for. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, I'm not giving HR2 news right away either. I think let's go in release order in terms of news. We'll keep the best for last. Do a little bit of production work here. I know the listeners, they want HR3 stuff. So let's bury it at the back of the podcast so they have to listen for an hour or so before they hear the news.
We like that.
There is no fast forward button on this podcast.
No, you have to. But yeah, let's start with HR1. We have, as we talked about earlier, we're still supporting it. We have an update coming. I don't want to give dates, but next month or so. And we're introducing some new stuff with it. I think we can say, like I said, I should have prepared ahead of time and figured out what I can or cannot say. So I might get in trouble, but that's fine. That's my problem, not yours. But there's going to be a new vehicle for HR1 next month when the update comes.
Excellent.
Yeah. What's it called? I'd also like to mention that there's going to be something feel good for the players. I'm not going to say what it is, but something feel good.
Yeah. Feel good, yeah.
Of the new vehicle?
I think giving the name would give away what the vehicle is, so I won't give you the name. But what kind of hint? Do you have a good hint, Salah, that we could give without giving it away?
I think best hint that I can come up with is fast.
Yeah, fast.
Okay, fast. How fast?
It's the super bike.
I won't disclose anything.
Well, it's, at the base level, it is fast. But once you unlock everything, then, oh boy.
It is faster. It is
really fast. Yeah.
How fast is too fast?
Right?
Sounds exciting.
Yes, it does. It does.
Yeah, it's really fun. Hey, yeah. We've had a chance to play it. It is really fun and as described, really fast as well. It's fun. And like Salah said, it's more than just the vehicle. There's some other goodies in there as well that you'll have to wait and see what those are, but yeah. It's a nice update. Quite substantial.
That sounds very interesting. Oh, very interesting indeed. So fast, but we're not being told how fast, but fast. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if we want, we can jump to, it feels like going to HR2 is too easy now, because I know, you know, the majority of the podcast listeners are HR2 fans. And this is what they want. I'm going to change things around. I'm going to do an audible, and we have an update. We're going to do Lego Hill Climb Adventures, because that one has a major update coming next week. And so we're aiming to have the podcast out next week as well. Is that it?
Yeah. Monday night at the absolute latest.
So this might
be Monday morning for you,
right? Monday morning for us. Okay. So this, if it does come Monday, then this podcast is coming right before, it's Lego Hill Climb Racing or Adventures 2.0, where it's a complete sort of revamp, relaunch of the game. We thought about I forget what number we were at, 1.64 or something. So we thought, is it a 1.65? But it is that much of an update that we just scrapped. Like, no, this is a 2.0 version. It's sort of like, completely redone game. We're introducing a whole bunch of stuff. You guys get the sort of the early scoop, and that's coming. The update's coming on Tuesday. So like I said, if the listeners are hearing this on Monday, then they're getting a sort of a 24-hour sneak peek as to what's coming. And if you've been on Discord or following our social media, you've seen that we've had a couple posts go up. We have one image. There's four different builds with hats or hairstyles, and then there's a video that we put up as well where we're sort of teasing a multiplayer mode, which is new for Lego Hill Climb Adventures.
Hang on, you just glossed over that very quickly. Multiplayer mode. Oh, look at that! Oh, Luca. So
I guess I can go into it. I'll give you, like I said, it is huge. It's not just the two things that I glossed over quickly. So I'll go into sort of everything that we're introducing. So first and foremost, like I said, there's multiplayer. So that's huge, because previously it had been a single player only game, where you're sort of adventuring, you're racing. It's Hill Climb Racing 2, but more focused on adventure and a single player experience. But yeah, we've seen the feedback, and people they really want multiplayer, because that's what people love about HR2. So we decided, okay, now it's time to inject. We feel like we've sort of perfected what we wanted with the single player adventure mode, and we still continue to develop that. There's going to be more region, more stuff in the future, but it was sort of time, like, okay, we've perfected that. Now let's do multiplayer. It's time. We're doing multiplayer. It's going to be similar to HR2. It's not live multiplayer, but you're racing against other players' ghosts or their time trials. So you'll see their vehicles racing alongside you, but they're not live players. They're sort of, those are their scores that have been recorded previously.
And did you say faster milk replenish?
Yeah, actually, indeed. There's going to be a revamp of the Moo Milk energy system. So you can expect
Excellent.
That. But yeah, and one big thing that's upcoming is driver perks.
Oh.
What's driver perks?
So basically, driver perks enable you to upgrade like your entire fleet of vehicles you have. So you can unlock and power up 15 perks that permanently boost all your vehicles, like increase top speeds, you can earn more coins, uncover like hidden treasures.
Yep. That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's nice.
Yeah,
that's, I think like that is one of the biggest three things coming, besides like multiplayer, minifigure customization, and then the driver perks. Those are the biggest, but that's still like scratch of the surface, because like every vehicle is also gonna be balanced a bit more. Also, because there'll be character animations coming more. Of course, new season is starting with the update as well. Wait, I think I had some news. The level cap will be increased in Lego Hill Climb Adventures. So it was previously 100, and now it will be all the way up to 300.
Whoa!
Wow, that's a big increase.
Yeah.
With the seasons, Are there going to be extra things to do for the season? Because people seem to finish it rather quickly and are waiting around for the new season. Are there any talks or plan? Yeah, are there any plans for that to be extended a bit?
Yeah. So seasons, they currently run for 6 weeks. And every week, new quests unlock. So we have four weeks where they sort of unlock, and then there's a two-week period where people can catch up. And, of course, if you're on Discord, those are the most hardcore players, so they usually finish stuff very quickly. And then they are left with sort of a two-week period or so, depending on how quickly they finish everything, of just sort of waiting for the next season. But we have seen the data, and we've sort of studied that, okay, the vast majority of players, they don't finish everything the moment that it becomes available to them. So having that sort of that two-week grace period to sort of catch up and finish all their missions or complete all the stars. So that's why they're 6 weeks instead of the four. But now with the multiplayer mode that we're implementing, that sort of balances everything out. So then the players who felt like, oh no, I have 2 weeks or so of just waiting for the next season, waiting for the next quests. Now there's the multiplayer. So there is no sort of moment of waiting for the next content update. There's always something to do and to chase down.
No,
that is very cool.
Keep people happy. Excellent. Should we get onto some Hill Climb Racing 2 stuff?
We can get into Hill Climb Racing 2 stuff. So
Absolutely.
Do you have any guesses what's happening?
Upgrade?
Everybody is getting $1 million for free. They're getting a free legendary chest.
Imagine like giving $1 million and then one like in-game chest. That would be crazy.
A million coins is only one quarter of a mastery, so that's virtually nothing.
Yeah.
You've got to dream big. Dream big. Dream big. Oh, geez. What would we,
$1 billion.
$1 billion, yeah. No, I think the changes that are coming are to hopefully the garage. Making it easier to get around the cars, because there's now way too many to scroll left and right really quickly between when you're doing a public event. You've only got a minute and 45 seconds to get to do two or three runs, and you've got to go swipe, 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 and then halfway through the swiping, you realize I can just click on that button and bring down the whole thing and just go straight to the car. But by that stage, you've already swiped halfway across.
Well, that's on you, Eva.
Yeah, I know it's on me. So,
we're dealing with motorsports, so of course you are expected to do some sports.
Yeah, okay, I get that. That's my fault. Okay, no problems. But, I can that.
I can start with teasing that we will have, of course, like a new public event type coming, which is not related to the update that's coming, but it will be happening very soon.
Wow.
And I can tease you that it's going to be super tuning parts. So every tuning part is going to have like increased power by
double the power.
It can switch around. Like it could be double, but it could be more.
Gotcha.
It could be like parts mastery.
Ooh.
That's a public event.
After all vehicles have masteries, then we'll do tuning parts. No, that's not a real thing that's happening. Don't quote me on that.
No.
But yeah, that's happening first.
It's just a public event.
Yeah, it's just a public event that's happening in a couple of weeks from recording. But then we do have an update coming, and it will feature a new vehicle.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, I don't want to tease too much. How is it going to be?
Please do.
Is it a land vehicle, an air vehicle, or
very much a land vehicle?
Well, I think I can give you the name as well, at least the tentative name. It's not been finalized yet, but it seems that this is going to be the name. And it's not giving too much away, so I can at least give you the name, and you guys can sort of speculate and put in the comments as well what you think, like what type of car this might be. And the name is referential to something. So the name, the tentative name, which might end up being the final name as well, is Bolt. B-O-L-T.
Bolt.
So, it's, like I said, you guys on the podcast and listeners, you guys can speculate. I'm looking forward to what you guys think this might be. Yeah. Just a nice pair of sneakers or running shoes, whatever you might call them.
Yes.
Yeah, the vehicle perfect. May or may not have some sort of boost implemented.
Well, it's called Bolt. May or may not. So, I'm hoping it's something to make it go really fast.
That's a fair assumption.
Usually we don't make cars intentionally slow. So
No. apart from the
next summer, you're gonna see the vehicle snail.
I'm just teasing.
Oh my god. Imagine if the snail was really good in adventure mode. So if you wanted to get like 20k in a forest, you would grind for hours because you're going at snail speed.
Oh, geez.
That's funny. I actually call the monowheel. That's what I call snail as well for me. So
we were talking about HCR2. We're talking about a new vehicle. It's called Bolt. It's going to be fast, we're told.
Well, it's Bolt with that maybe boost.
Maybe boost.
I think.
Can you maybe okay, be any question, more Vega?
My question is, my question is, what is this new vehicle similar to on the existing vehicles?
Ooh, if I said what it's most similar to, I think that will be revealing too much.
Yeah. It does, yeah.
Just give okay. a one word hint.
How many
Bolt.
Wheels?
That's one word in Bolt.
Oh my god.
Four wheels. Four wheels.
Yeah.
All right. So it doesn't
have a roof.
Car of some sorts.
Doesn't have a roof. Sports car?
No, I was.
It's your car. It's your car, Eva.
My car?
It's your car.
MX?
Sometimes
MX2?
That doesn't have a roof.
Yeah, sometimes that doesn't have a roof. I was. This was a personal thing, but you know how the sports car has that retro skin. It's my favorite skin on the sports cars. The retro skin, right? It really needs an MX-5 skin as well.
Is it the one with the numbers 111 on the side?
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, I also have that one in use.
Yeah, it's my favorite skin. When I saw it, I'm like, oh, I must have that. Do.
I need to know. Have the three of you picked up the broken bill skin that we released for the 2.5 billion downloads? The Mark vehicle that's completely busted up. Did you guys pick that one up?
I got that. Yeah. I got that. Mm-hmm. I got that ages ago when it came out. Yeah.
I think that's my favorite one. It's amazing.
No, I missed that one.
All right, sorry. That was a sidetrack. We shouldn't have done that. Let's keep moving. Sulla, you're ready to spill something. I mean, you could tell us some more.
Well, I think I'm done with the vehicles teasing, but there will be a daily task revamp.
Oh.
So those will change a bit, and I will claim that they will change for the better for the players. So you can is something you can look forward to as well.
Because there was a very subtle change to the cups when you won cups, that the rewards were better. And it all went, we got a chest for every cup, whether you came first or last. And that kind of went unnoticed until someone pointed it out. And I thought, we didn't make a big song and dance about it, but you think these daily tasks are going to get better? That's
yes,
very nice.
Absolutely.
That's good. Yeah, that's very good. No, very happy. Very happy with that.
Yeah, and this is coming, the HR2 update, that's coming towards the very end of March, early April. So March is quite stacked for us at Fingersoft. We have the HR1 update, the Lego update is coming now, next week, so end of February. But this next 30 days are going to be insane. Because those three games are getting huge updates, so it's a lot of fun.
All right, looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to the Lego Hill Climb updates. That's going to get me back into the game and have a bit of play as well. So, and then...
Yeah, let's see if you can beat my scores on the leaderboard. So you might see me on there. If you see FS David, good luck.
Challenge accepted.
Yeah.
Well, I've been playing for a while, so my vehicles are most of them really high up there, so I'm doing good.
Is this a David and Goliath battle?
Essentially, yeah. I am both David and Goliath.
Sorry, that was just a bit of a poke in the side. Okay. Pete, save me.
Actually, I have something else for the HR2 update. I mean, that's most of it. There's some other stuff, but you guys will have to wait for the rest of it. But we gave you the bigger, the juicier, the better stuff. But for Sal and I, you're also going to see the return of Sal Scoops and Dewey David next month. So look forward to that.
Oh, look, I was hoping that was coming back because that was always a lot of fun and there was always some meme-worthy stuff in it. I mean, we wouldn't do that.
Oh, for sure. Meme-worthy, even emoji-worthy or GIF-worthy.
Yeah,
yes. You know
all
the one.
Of the above. All of the above.
Yep.
We're changing things up a little bit. Previously, we had it was CLMB TV and N, and so we're changing things up a little bit. The studio had an unfortunate accident, so we had to move locations, and it's not a news network anymore. Now it's just Climb TV. So things are going to be a little bit different. We have a new setup, a new stage instead of the studio that we were in previously. So you'll see more. You'll get more of that next month.
Looking forward to it.
That sounds a lot easier to say.
Yeah, and that's Sala Scoops. Like, she's my idol. Wonderful woman.
Yeah.
Yes, she's one of the best.
It's nice that you have something for the audience to watch. You know, it's totally different when you're just in the community chatting on Discord than seeing a video of you. And you know, teasing about updates and all of that. So us, the three hosts, I'm glad that we're just doing a podcast and not the kind of thing that you do. So I applaud for doing that.
Well, I appreciate that because, in all honesty, we were and still are inspired by what you guys did. Because when we workshopped some ideas, that was last year. What can we do to like speak more directly to the community? And we thrown around the idea of a podcast or some sort of video interview kind of series. But like, why do that? We already have. You guys are already doing an amazing job. It's going to take us years to be able to catch up. So what can we do instead that's completely different, but sort of has the same sort of like tendrils into the community where we can speak to people directly outside of, you know, Discord or whatever. So it was our CLMB TVNN, the video series, and it's been a lot of fun. Yep. So it is a lot, like I said, thanks to you guys, because we see what you do and it's like, we want something like that too. Like, these are our players too. Let's try something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the thing that I think you guys did really well was that live telecast for I'm having a mental blank.
Halloween?
We had a Halloween.
Halloween, yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Halloween.
Sorry, the Halloween live broadcast. That was always a whole lot of fun to watch. And as much as I missed some of it because I was asleep, it was just fun to watch, and we really appreciated the shout outs and all that sort of stuff, as well as just being amongst it all. It was great.
If you do that sort of stuff again, do it on a Friday so I can join.
Yeah, we would like to join.
Noted.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, Halloween is always the same day, same as Christmas.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so it can be a bit tricky to do, but I think the community as a whole enjoyed seeing you guys live because it means it shows that you're real people.
Human,
you know. You can laugh at each other and all that sort of stuff. I think that's part of what people like about our podcast. We're interviewing people now more about them and their life and less about, I mean, you know, they play the game and that's why they're here. And they might be a really great player. They might be a fantastic player. They might do stuff for videos and all that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, we want to know more about them as a person. And that's kind of what we're focusing on, which, you know, hence kind of the season changes because we're going in a bit of a different direction. So this is season three, but, you know, season two was a bit different. Season one was a bit different. So, it's good and really appreciate your backing and, all of that.
Yeah, we'll see if we do any live streams in the future. I had to kill the idea because I kept embarrassing myself playing HDR2 live. So I figured, no, this is I can't have all my teammates completely destroy me. So I said, no more live streams.
You have to go do a training arc, like you're just playing HDR2 nonstop, get better, and like, Stella, we should do a live stream now.
You should do a Lego live stream. That way you can do a Lego one so you can show everyone up. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's my chance to shine. If you remember, we had, I believe it was for the Halloween stream, we had the Golden Spanner Award. So we all ran through some community levels. That was Chris Smith. Okay. And I came in.
I made the spanner.
That's right. Yeah.
Sully, you have so many talents.
Yeah. I have too many hobbies, not enough time.
There's nothing wrong with it. I think I fall in the same boat. So there's nothing wrong with that at all. It's perfect.
But I think we have doubled in three games now. Well, kind of with the fourth one. But should we mention anything about the elephant in the room that is HDR3?
Yeah,
what, elephant in the room. What are you talking about?
that's my imagination.
That's my trunk. Sorry.
Yeah. I believe so. Yeah, we do have some news. Sala, do you want to do the honors?
Oh, the pressure. Well, I feel confident in saying that you will have news this year, more concrete news than before. Because always we've been saying, like, you will hear more next year. And the next year comes and we say, you will hear more next year. But this year we can actually say, and at this point in time, like, I'm hoping that you will see footage of the gameplay this year.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Coming out.
I think it's safe to say that some of you, not all of you, and I don't mean us here in the podcast, but the listeners as well, some of you will be able to play it this year as well. Depends on how we do things exactly. Those are still sort of up in the air, but people will be able to play it, some people, this year.
Pick me.
Yeah.
That's a really big statement. It's a really big statement. That's really amazing. That's awesome. We've all been looking forward to it. There's obviously a million questions. You probably can't answer any of them. So
not much, no.
Not much.
Especially if the question is like, when is it coming out? Oh, I can tell you that.
But really?
For example, if it is the game gonna have cows, I think so.
Did you say
cows? And not to refer to my profile picture.
Did you say cows or cars?
Cows. The animal.
The animal. No, I know.
Oh, that would be a very bold statement to say that, oh, yeah, that game, it will have cars. That's so crazy. Cars.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that's great. I mean, it'll have a brake pedal and an accelerator pedal too. Yay.
And if they're going to say that there's going to be a scooter.
Well, I think
partially to pull back the curtain a little bit as well. To us here on the podcast, it might be obvious, but to some of the listeners, maybe not. But partially, like part of the reason, or even most of the reason why we're not talking about it is because, of course, we want to have our big reveal. We want to have our big moment where we just, here's everything, enjoy it, here it is. So, of course, we could start rolling out some small stuff here and there, but then, you know, the big impact is completely missed. So that is why we've just sort of been keeping close to our chest, because we're working on the game and it's amazing. Salai, we've played it. Not going to share any thoughts, but we've played it, and it's so, you know, it is in a playable state, even more so than that. But yeah, the reason we're sort of holding off is because we want that big surprise, here it is moment, instead of just slowly giving people information and then it's not very exciting when they actually get to play it. So that's why we're holding off a little bit.
Okay, so I'm going to go out on a limb here. Fingersoft have a presence in Tokyo at a games exhibition.
Yeah.
Are you going to use something like that as a launching pad?
That is a good question.
I will remain silent. can't answer.
I think I have an idea. I think I have an idea when it's going to be released. When David and Sala would come back on the podcast, that's the time it would be released.
Oh, no.
No.
Good word for me.
No.
Then you can think about, like, is it because we came to the podcast that the game got released? Or is it because you invited us? So you forced us to release the game?
No.
Either way.
Because
So are you guys free next week or
Yes, exactly.
I love it. Pete. Perfect.
Clever.
I like it. JR throws him under the bus and Pete says, yeah, have some rags. Clean the bus while you're there. Oh, very good.
Here's a spanner. There's an oil leak under there.
Yeah, there's an oil leak while you're there. You know.
Get to it.
All right. Well, that is amazing news, because, I mean, we first talked about HCR3 on this podcast in the early episodes, which is now 3 years ago. And, you know, it's been mentioned every now and then and all that sort of stuff. So, they've been developing it for more than 3 years, and that means when it comes out, it's going to be a great game. So, we need to know when now.
I can let you on a little bit. I can tell you a little bit of information, like the. So yeah, when Hillclan Racing 2 came out, the thought process for HCR3 already started then, because there were so many things that they couldn't do in HCR2 that they wanted, and they started dreaming of HCR3 already back then. But the programming only started a couple of years ago.
Wow. No, that is very, very cool. That is very, very cool. I'm looking forward to it now. And I think there'll be a lot of...
I've got a reference question. How long from the thought process of starting HCR2 to the release?
I know that HCR2 was really fast. Because I've heard that the development period for HCR2 for the initial release was maybe like a year or something.
Wow.
It was crazy fast, and that just boggles me in my mind that how were they able to do it?
It's crazy how much game development, and especially mobile game development, has changed since 12 years ago. Nowadays, it's you can't just put out a game after having created. You need to prove that it can go to market, and then it's viable from a business decision. And there's all sorts of testing, and it's really different than just like, okay, we have sort of a game, let's put it out. And if you guys remember it, or if you've seen videos of what HCR2 looked like year one to what it is now, it's completely different game.
Well, I've been playing it from year one to now.
Yeah.
So
you know,
I know. And I can remember, you know, the original sports car not being able to get up a hill at the end of 2,500 Ks. And then there was a friction buff on the tires in another update, and all of a sudden you could get up this hill, you know. And so yeah, there was it's been interesting to watch the development, you know, in terms of you know, teams, the parts,
downgradable parts.
Downgradable parts. So there was parts, then there was downgradable parts, then there was you know, so every step along the way I've looked at it and thought, this is a cool game because of this constant tuning and refocusing and all that sort of stuff. And I think that's what's kept me motivated for, you know, almost 10 years. So yeah, I'm I love this game. It's it is something that I play, like I said, every day. So yeah, very cool. Very, very cool. So HCR3, I might need a new device. No, I'm not going to do
that. What would you get?
A bigger tablet. Yeah. That's what I'd do. A big tablet. Because I'm assuming this new game is going to have some amazing graphics.
Well, this is more of a blanket statement, not about HCR3 specifically, but just about mobile gaming in general. Since it is a completely global, mobile gaming is completely global. You don't want your mobile game. Well, I would say a lot of people don't want their mobile games to be extremely high-end graphics, because then you're cutting your audience down to what, 1% of potential players. So of course, when you're making mobile games, you do want to have sort of an acceptable bowl, like barrier of entry, so that anyone with, you know, a device that's maybe a few years old or maybe 5 years old or whatever it may be, that they're still able to play. You don't want to block out people completely. So yeah, it does look great, and we've confirmed as well that we have 3D graphics, but yeah, it's not going to be some PS5 sort of high-end 4K graphics.
I say that with the fact that I've seen and played Lego Hill Climb Adventure.
Yes.
And yeah, that was not the game I expected to see when I was told about Lego Hill Climb Adventure. You know, the car falling apart as it drives along and all that sort of stuff. That was the icing on the cake that made the game even more playable, because not only you know, can you play with your car, but it's going to break itself up when you're driving, and then you can rebuild it again,
which is
what you used to do as a kid. You know, that was, so all of that stuff, all that technology that you guys have built into that game, I'm assuming you guys have that still available at your fingertips, so you know you can use that in other games. So that's what I'm meaning.
What
by
I'm really excited
amazing
to show.
It,
yeah, because you're right. It there's more to it than just like graphical power or whatever it may be. There's a lot of it to it that's the art style, and just HR2 still, you know, it's almost that old, and it still looks amazing to me, because I think we have such amazing artists and creators who really bring the game to life. And then jumping to Lego, like you said, it is like really visually amazing, but then I'm excited for everyone to see like how HR3 looks differently. It is 3D, so there's some similarities to Lego. So there's a jump from HR2 to Lego, which has the 3D, and then we're going to jump from Lego to HR3. So I'm really excited for everyone to see the sort of jump and sort of the visual style that we're going for that one as well.
Good.
And especially because like all the art and everything that you can see in the world, there has been so much thought put into those things that you see there.
Yep.
And all the details, like, they're very thought out in that game.
Yep.
And I'm bursting with excitement to tell about, like, all the things, like, why is something like that? And, like, go into the details, but I can't!
You freak, come on, just tell us.
I have a question.
We'll bleep it out, we swear.
Yeah, I have a question. What does HCR3 that HCR2 doesn't have?
Well, I think that's like already public knowledge that the real-time multiplayer and 3D.
Wow.
Anything else?
I'm trying to recall what we've said previously, because of course there's different characters that are more than skins. In HR2, they're just skins you can wear. But I feel like that is the length I'm willing to go in revealing. But I think that is already mentioned in some of our blog posts from 2020, two already.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. We'll leave that there.
But we'll want you to have that, like, your big exciting announcement one day coming. So then you can, like, all be excited. We don't want to tease too much.
No, yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Like Sala said as well, we have an update for this year, and it is more substantial than previously. Just the I enjoyed that we kept everyone in the loop, and we did tell the audience, the fans, that hey, you're going to hear an update this year, and but this time it's going to be more than just a blog post or sort of a talking about the details. You'll get more than that this year.
We appreciate.
We should knock on we should knock on wood. So maybe like next December we'd like, hey. Update 2025. Development still ongoing.
We're almost at the end of February, so there's only 10 months left. Mm-hmm. So
10 months left. Oh my god.
I'm starting to sweat.
it is something we've been looking forward to for a while, so I am very, very happy to hear that it's coming.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We are too.
Very cool. JR, anything else?
Well, I could ask more, but they don't want to answer anymore.
No,
I'm just kidding. But we appreciate everything that you have shared, all the updates, and, you know, I'm just so excited.
Yeah, HR3 is, you can see both Sal and I going a bit silent, like, well, there's only so much we can and want to say as well. So I appreciate trying to get some stuff. I appreciate it. If I were in your shoes, I'd do the same. Just give us a little bit.
We're just poking the bear and hoping that something falls out, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That's what we do as hosts, you know.
I already feel like a leaky pipe.
HCR2 Pinata. Just keep going. HCR2 Pinata.
I do feel like I'm like a leaking pipe.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm already like saying something I shouldn't, even though I know, like, no, this is allowed, but like, oh, it's a real secret.
And Pete's got the biggest stick for the pinata. No, very cool. Very cool.
Well, it is too for our dear colleagues who, you know, they've put their blood, sweat, and tears into, let's say, HR3 specifically. And it's not too fair if me and some of these big mouth community managers just go out and spill their beans while they're not ready to necessarily talk about it. So for our sake, and then for the sake of our colleagues who, you know, as much as we love the game, this is their dearly beloved baby that they've been cooking for years. So we want to make sure that we don't do anything. We don't wrong them either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fair enough. But fair enough. And that's
cooking babies sounds kind of wrong.
Well, sometimes it's like a soup. It's like that.
It's like a soup.
A baby soup.
On that note, before we go, we wanted to say a big thank you for your time. You both have been on the podcast before. We appreciate all of that. We appreciate all you do for the server and everything else. And for coming on and giving us some scoops. So thank you very much. Do you have any last words, Sulla?
Well, I'd like to thank you, like, for doing consistent work with the podcast for years on end. And that's incredible how much, like, dedication you have. And I just, like, want to give a big hand to you. And you. For the players who are listening, stay tuned. There's going to be something soon. And I'm bursting with themes, like, wanting to tell everything, but I can't.
Mm-hmm.
But stay tuned. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It must be hard. Mm-hmm. To know so many things, but not be able to talk about them.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was frustrating.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
David, do you have any last words? I mean, do you have anything you'd like to say before we round this episode off?
I was going to say.
Last words, it sounds like, what's going on? Is this my fate?
No, it's your fate.
Yeah, of course, yeah. It's hard for me to just shut up. So, yeah, I'll have a few things, and I'll try to keep it short. But to the three of you, Ava, Pete, and Jackrabbit, thank you, and congratulations again for Pit Crew and mod status. when I started looking for new people, it was even before I put the list out, or rather the request out to bring in new mods and applicants. I mean, the three of you were already at the top of the list. People know you so well already from the podcast and from the Discord servers, stuff like that. So it was already, to me, you were at the top of the mind. So it was sort of like, okay, well, who is anyone out there who are better than Pete, Ava, and JR to bring on? So let's see. So really happy to have you guys on. Like Sala said, you guys have been doing amazing work for the community. And you know, like I said earlier too, you guys inspired us. So it's sort of like, it's this really nice relationship that we have with you guys. And I love coming on the podcast and talking stuff and spilling beans, but then holding most of the can of the beans because I can't give you everything. That's a good analogy. Hang on. Right?
You spilled a few beans.
Beans, yeah.
Yes, and you have a trailer load of beans.
Oh, my God.
And then to the listeners as well. I'm going to bounce off of Sala to the listeners. I'll talk to you guys as well. Come find me in LEGO Hill Climb Adventures and try to take me out. I promise you can't. That's it. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Wow, that was bold.
The gauntlet has been thrown. Yeah, the gauntlet has been thrown. Pete,
those were the David's last words.
David's last words. Pete, and yourself?
Thank you so much, guys, for coming back on. It's always a blast having you on the podcast. And thank you very much for all those delicious scoops. Oh, very tasty.
Yes.
Of course.
All that soup, yeah. All those beans.
Yeah. All the beans, yes. How about you, Eva? Have you got any final words?
Oh, what about JR?
I just want to ask you if you had any final words.
I've got final words. Oh, sorry. I have lots of... The trouble with my final words is there's always another word after it, so it's never final.
Okay.
Because not only do I edit the podcast, so I can add another word at the end if I need to.
Excellent.
And despite being on the podcast myself twice already, I only found out today that Ava is actually a man and not a woman. What a surprise.
Like, it took you three podcast visits to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah. And multiple conversations. No, I'm poking fun at since becoming mod in our Discord server, a lot of people have been surprised. Ava's not a woman?
Yeah. No. And I got shit for it from Maury in our little episode. He gave me, really? I'm like, oh, for God's sakes. Anyway.
Never mentioned it.
Oh, here we go. Now I can see Maury right now. Maury has gone, tick, another episode where he mentions it. JR, what about yourself?
So yeah, of course, thank you to David and Sala for your time and joining us on the podcast. I'm pretty sure that everyone in the community enjoys you being here and hearing from you and all your scoops and all your news. And also from myself, thank you for recognizing, you know, my work and Eva and Pete's work here on the podcast. And it's not a promise, but it's more of like you inspire us to do more great podcast episodes, fun and great podcast episodes. So, you know, we will try to have more interesting people on to share their stories, real life stories and HCR2 stories. And it's all about them. We're just helping them out to bring out their stories. So thank you so much to both of you for coming here. And are you free next week? For
Well, really trying to make HR3 happen, huh?
We'll make you some time.
Jeez.
I know.
Oh, JR, love your work. Thanks to all the listeners for listening. We really appreciate you guys coming on, listening, and you know, sending us some comments, asking us some questions, all of that stuff. We really appreciate every single one of you, and we really enjoy everything you do for us. So we are doing this for you guys. So thank you to everybody who's listening. Thanks to Pete and JR for all the work they do behind the scenes to help bring this podcast together. Thanks again to David and Sulla for spending a couple of hours with us. Have a lovely night. And if you are still listening at this hour and you have listened to the whole podcast, like and subscribe. There you go. Thank you very much, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.